Okay, now, well, you have scored many action films as well. So how does your approach differ from, let's say, a dramatic score or a comedy score as you would score an action film?
I suppose a lot of the action films that I've been asked to work on have been more action, say, than epic. In other words, I haven't had the gladiators or the the big old-fashioned battle scenes.
Right.
The ones that I've, which you can afford to be, you know, big, and you can use, you know, big horns or chimbasas or, you know, these kind of things. The ones that I've had to work on have been pretty modern and pretty hip. So I suppose that I've been asked or gone towards the techno, towards the really strong percussion to drive action. Sometimes there's only two people fighting, and you've sort of seen the fight before. and trying to make it as exciting and really, really pick up the pace in those kind of films, while still trying at least to find the core, you know, of the heart of the characters at other times. With drama, you know, it's a whole other exercise, really. Drama, each drama is different. I suppose one of the ones that I really enjoyed doing was Out of Time. I think the year before last, and that just had such a great sort of Miami vibe that it was cool to build that into it. And it was also dramatic, but somewhat light, so that was nice. And but on a film like Blow, for example, the task was to make an essentially should be unlikable character, the Johnny Depp character. I mean, he's a drug dealer who keeps letting down his family, who, you know, basically all everybody around him gets killed because he doesn't care enough about them, just about himself. But you want to really like this character. I mean, Johnny Depp helps a lot because he's one of the greatest actors alive. But the musical task is to really feel for him. He's a damaged person, and dramas are very interesting in that way. You can sometimes have a whole other agenda. And in comedy, I'm working on one now called the Darwin Awards. And the agenda there is just to be sideways. Not that it shouldn't be, you know, yuck yuck kind of
right.
Comedy like some of the really funny ones, like the Zucker Brothers comedies. This is just lightness and irony and so on. You're always looking at the characters. Yeah, it's a good life to be able to jump from one to the other, and I think that's something I've very much tried to do. Is I haven't had much success with comedies simply because none of them have really been hits, but I keep delving into that world more or less at my own cost because I enjoy the challenge.
Okay. Well, now as a composer, you deal with many different styles of music. What do you do to prepare for composing in a certain style?
What I do is I was just with Robert Rodriguez this morning, and he was looking at my rig, and he said, "Well, you've only got 2 gigasamplers." I said, "That's because I clear them out every movie. I don't sit there with 14 gigasamplers all loaded up with the same instruments all the time."
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to me that I don't start the next movie with what I finished the one before with. Otherwise, you'll inevitably choose the same sounds and the same ideas, you know. Now, some composers have a career which they're essentially doing, you know, somewhat similar work. I mean, they do it very well, but they're, you know, I think of somebody like David Newman, for example, whose breadth of things that he's been able to do is probably quite a lot more limited than mine. So I can imagine that he would keep the similar instrumentation, whereas I'm really striving to try and do vastly different projects all the time. That's the only thing that keeps me awake.
Okay, well, now, as a composer, your job is to compose music, but how do you use silence sometimes as well?
I think I do. I mean, for people that are interested in this, if you watch Sin City, you can see that there being 3 segments of the movie, and I composed the first segment, the one with Mickey Rourke playing Marv.
Mm-hmm.
And my use of silence is a lot greater than either Robert Rodriguez or John Debney. And, in fact, I'm always making an argument to directors that, you know, go back and look at some of your favorite movies, and if your favorite movies, especially if they're from the 70s in America, like Bullet or you know, Apocalypse Now, and a little bit earlier, The Graduate. You know what? There's not anywhere near as much music in as the movies that they're making now. And are they worse movies? That's the question I ask. Are they better movies in some way? And people start to think, you know what? Yeah, it's kind of, it's almost like a neurosis to have music going all the time. And I really argue against it. I think we're probably getting tired of that style. You have to at some point trust your writing, your acting, and your shooting.
Right. Now, you mentioned that you clear your what they call gigasamplers.
Yeah.
And every time you do that, do you find it's hard to change hats when you're working on, like, let's say, multiple scores?
No, not at all. No, the music always, the movie always tells me what to write. It's not, in fact, the trouble I have is when the movie is using my own music or music from another film of mine as temp.
Mm.
I always ask people, they say, do you mind watching temp? And my answer is, not unless it's my own. Because if it's my own, it just seems so wrong. It just does not belong on that film.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, for example, when I first worked with Robert Rodriguez, he had my score for Dead Calm temped on From Dusk Till Dawn. Which I was very thankful for, because it was the reason he chose me to work for him.
Right.
But on the other hand, it was bizarre.
Okay, well, many of your scores do have a very dark edge to them. Do you prefer to work on the darker films, or are you just chosen because of your previous work?
Yeah, it seems that I've been typecast that way. It's fun, particularly when something is in a fantasy world or a fantasy environment, like a Red Planet or a Pitch Black or The Crow, because really there are no rules. You know, you can put anything in there, and you can explore other worlds and just create worlds. But yeah, you know what? I really do like comedies. If I go to the movies, it's actually generally what I choose to go and see, I've found.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like dramas. They're in some ways harder to score because you can't be very exotic with them. You know, trying to find an edge or an angle is a real challenge. But those, you know, I just, when I was a rock musician, I think I did 5 albums, and all of them would appear to be by different bands.